This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back as we continue to break down the evidence that has now been released to the public, the interrogation videos of Richard Allen for the Delphi murders, and now also the jailhouse phone calls or the false confessions. We're going to listen to all of it on this podcast channel over the next handful of days. If you're just joining us, we have broken down and did some commentary on the first round of interrogation videos of Richard Allen that have been released. Crime Junkie is the one who got it out there first, so thank them for their research. They have a lot of good content on this stuff, and we're going to be breaking down some of what they have posted out there online, which is the uncut interrogation video of Richard Allen. This is now the second one we're going to start going through. We'll probably break it into two pieces so we can kind of digest it in chunks. This is after he went home. This is right when they're about to arrest him. We're going to see, I believe it is his wife in this. I am watching this for the first time with you. Literally just saw that these dropped, and I said, okay, we have to, we're very much all over this story, and there hasn't been a lot of movement on it for a little bit. So when I saw that, all right, I'm buckling down, and we are going to be listening to this stuff and going through it. In the comment section, please leave your thoughts on what you're seeing, what you're experiencing. How are you feeling emotionally watching some of this stuff? I've just watched little snippets of this one so far, and I got to tell you, there's moments where I felt like you want to cry. This is a man who's having his life destroyed. Now people are going to scream, well, he destroyed the lives of those kids. No, he didn't. He didn't kill those kids. This is what you're about to see. Clearly a police department who does not have their ducks in a row, who doesn't know how to investigate a murder properly, who have literally pissed away so many of their leads for whatever reason that may be. I don't know what those reasons are, but I think it's more than just incompetency. There's somebody hiding something here. And maybe it is the incompetency they're trying to hide. I don't know, but what you're about to see and how this investigation went about is sickening. This should not be going on in America. And these people, I wanted to call him something else, but let's not get red flagged. They're, I don't know how to describe it. Either they're so dead set on trying to get this confession and try to fit this circle peg in a square hole, that they're pretty much willing to do anything, it seems, and say anything, and go after someone that just doesn't have the evidence behind them. But they, the only way I can look at this and say what they're doing is they're so ashamed of how badly their investigation has gone and how inept they've been and how incompetent they've been, that it's just like a child in a playground screaming, you, I didn't do it, you did it. Even though they know that they don't have the right person. It's sick. And I don't know what else to call it either. We've been saying deception in Delphi. I'm just going to call it for what it is at this point as we start to look at this in deeper. And now that we're going to hear all of this, I don't know what else to call it. When you take a man from his family who has zero criminal history, who you found zero digital evidence of being involved in any of this. You found no physical evidence of him being involved. You found a spent bullet at a crime scene where officers by the dozen had been traipsing around. And then you say, well, it must be Richard Allen's because we found a gun in his house 6 years later that bullet fits into. And how many other people's guns does it fit into? How about all those officers that were traipsing around the crime scene? How about Ron Logan? How about the guy that had a plan, the child predator who had a plan to go meet with one of the girls that day, allegedly over at the bridge where they died? He's nothing, right? He's nothing. It blows the mind. Prepare to continue to have your mind blown by stupidity and incompetency. Let's jump into this. And again, Crime Circus is the one who has originally put this video up, but I'm sure, you know, we'll be seeing it in many, many places now as we continue to dive deeper and deeper into this case. So without further ado, let's take a look and comment on the comment section on YouTube if you're there. If you're listening to the podcast on an audio platform, please go check out our YouTube channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski. And let us know your thoughts. Here we go.
So sealed paperback containing one pair of dirty Thor Good boots, size 7.5 mints. And then on down. So we took the clothing that you had mentioned that you possibly could have been wearing the day you're on the bridge. Okay. And then we also took some knives.
Okay.
We took your car. Okay. And then we also took a some weapon, a SIG, SIG 40, right?
Okay.
Right, this is after they've went and combed through his house 6 years later.
In the Marine Corps, yeah. Shot the Berettas, and then when I first got on the state police, we had Berettas as well, and then we went to Glocks for a little bit.
Sure.
And then we went to SIGs.
Just trying to think what we even had. I think the Berettas were probably coming out before I got, just before I got out, because they used to have the old 45s.
Beretta? Yeah.
No, they were
Springfield.
I have no idea, honestly. They were the one government issued 45s. Yeah,
we had to. I think there were 40 Berettas, and I think when I came on in 2001 in the state police, we had Berettas. But we went to Glocks. Not a huge fan of Glocks, but SIGs. Mm-hmm. If I could build an indoor range and afford the ammo, I'd shoot that thing every day.
Yeah,
you shoot yours.
I've not had a lot of experience. No.
No.
I mean, target practice here and there. It's probably been, I don't even remember. I haven't shot them in a long time. I know that.
Do they have like an indoor range in Delphi?
No, not that I know of. Honestly, I don't even know where. I haven't looked. There used to be one in Kokomo. It's the only thing I know.
Where you live?
That's where I.
Yeah, and you live in town, so you can't go out your back door and shoot it.
No, I probably could. It probably wouldn't be a good idea. But
I live out in the country, so I don't know. My closest neighbor's like 2 miles away, so I shoot mine out there. I've got like a ditch. I don't have an indoor range, but I have like a ditch I can shoot and stuff like that. So, like I said, these are the items that we took. These are the items that we're testing. Some tests take longer than others, as you know. So the lab wants me to ask a few questions just about to help us with the testing, and you'll understand when I ask you.
Okay.
So, for example, they took a lot of swabs. They're taking swabs off of everything.
We find nothing.
So what they want to know is, have you ever loaned anything out that we've taken? And again, I just told you what we took. I realized that. But mostly some of the major items that, have you ever loaned them out for a significant time? Because if for example, my buddy's fuel pump went out in his truck. Sure. He said, hey, can I borrow your old truck? And I said, yeah. He said it's going to be 2 weeks, ended up being 5 or 6 months. That would be a significant time frame that my buddy's DNA would be in that truck.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you've loaned out for besides your family members? We don't care about your wife's
DNA.
Not
that I can think of.
What's funny about this is they're like DNA. They didn't find any DNA of Richard Allen on anything. But they're trying to make it sound like, you know, we're gonna my buddy. I borrowed my buddy's wife for a couple weeks and I took her out to the Holiday Inn. Motel, no-tail, Holiday Inn, if you know what I mean. And then I brought her back. And that would be a significant time of borrowing something from somebody. Okay. I'm not saying that guy did that, but anyway, continuing on.
You never loaned a truck out or your, it's a Ford Focus? Is that what it is?
I mean, if I do, I certainly don't remember. Most of my family has vehicles, so extra vehicles.
Yeah. The same thing like my son, he sometimes will come over and leave his coat and I'll wear it for a couple months or something like that. Okay. But, or my son-in-law, he'll spend money on guns. He's a gun freak. He likes to buy guns. And then he'll be like, hey, can I borrow $500? And then he'll give me his one of his guns as collateral. And then when he gets the money back, anything like that you know of? Okay. So I'll let the lab know that. That's one of the big things. And then, like I said, some of the tests are already back. Mm-hmm. I do want to talk to you about one of the tests that we got the results back. The other thing is, any of these knives or the gun, did you have that the day that you recall having that with you on the day of the 13th when you were out there on the bridge?
Mm-mm.
No. You don't remember if you did or you didn't?
I didn't. I just went out for a short walk that day.
Okay.
Not everybody's as paranoid as you carrying weapons everywhere.
Okay. Well, we'll get to the meat and potatoes of this, Rick. I appreciate you being cooperative with me. I want to talk about the results of your handgun, okay?
Okay.
So...
this should be rich.
Handguns, as you know, probably, you may know more about them than I do, I don't know a lot, but they're very specific as far as the characteristics of the gun. So the firing pin is different from your firing pin. The extraction device is different from my extraction device. And they're basically what the lab has told me is that they're like fingerprints.
Mm-hmm. They're
specific to that gun and that gun only.
Okay.
And
they're not.
So we took your gun, your 40 cal SIG, and we sent it down there to the lab to have it match with an item that we located on February the 14th when we found it.
This is just such BS, because number one, this isn't a very good science. It's not like a fingerprint. It is not at all like a fingerprint. That's why it barely ever stands up in court. And for something like this, even more so. But somehow they could just present this like it's fact. You know, Rick, when you put your hand in fire, it gets really cold. Lab says it gets cold.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what the lab tells me. And put your hand in the fire, it freezes. It freezes off. It's not how fire works, but... well, that's what the lab did. Continuing.
The girls.
Okay.
And that item was a 40 caliber Winchester round. We found that at the scene.
Okay.
The extraction marks on that round match your gun.
Okay.
So...
this is... okay.
Just hear me out. I'm just trying.
I am.
So this is the round. Okay. Those are the extraction marks. That's the best picture of them. There's actually three of them. That's the other, that's the same round that we found, okay? And like I said, the methodology that they use is scientific, and they're telling me, and this is the report, you can read it if you wish.
I don't need to read it.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to help you. You know, let me tell you something.
Okay.
You know, the prosecutor and the other investigators, they want to see you lock you up, throw away the key.
I don't think this is ridiculous.
Just listen to me for 2 minutes. Let me explain this to you. I'm on your side. I talked to you a little bit out there on the scene. I know you mentioned a couple times you don't want to be the fall guy for this. You also mentioned to me the other day when I was telling you, hey, I want to check the property out, make sure there's no damage, and you said, doesn't matter, it's over. You know, you made comments like that to me that really concerned me.
Sure.
Right. It's concerning.
And what now, I mean by it's over is that you've already started something here that there's no backing out of, so you've done, the damage is done, I guess is what I'm saying. That's what I would have been referring to.
Okay, and I agree with that. We have started this, we've been working on this for a long time, and all the evidence is clearly indicating you're involved in this. And listen to me, Rick, I don't believe you should be the fall guy. But all the evidence, you say you're out there, we have witnesses out there, we have your vehicle, we have experts. We have experts that say that's you on the video and that's your voice on the video.
No, you don't. You didn't have a single expert testify.
I got you. Okay.
Full of shit.
Now we
shit.
Have your round at the scene.
They had one trooper testify. No scientific experiment, not an expert by any means. And they let him testify that it was fact. Believe that's him on the bridge? Yes, I do. No further questions. And how do you believe that? You just looked at the picture and go, I think that's him? Essentially, yes. That's all they did. I think that's his voice. What sort of testing did you do to determine if it was Richard Allen's voice? Because now that we're hearing Rick Allen talk a lot, it sure as shit doesn't sound like him. You know, it looks like Ron Logan. It sounds like Ron Logan. But according to Delphi, it's not Ron Logan. It's the CVS guy with no criminal history and literally no evidence against him, other than a bullet casing that they claim has some sort of marking that somewhat matches his gun. Let's go look at every other gun owner in the county and let's see. Let's see if it matches any of those. Because I'm going to guess it does. Because it's not a science. But I love how they could just present all these things as fact to bamboozle someone. Look at Rick Allen's reaction to all of this. Is this the reaction of a guilty man? If you've ever watched interrogation videos in your life for any period of time, and you end up finding out that the suspect is guilty, do they ever look like this? Ever? This is not the interrogation of a guilty man. This is a man who is being interrogated who knows that the system is trying to railroad him. And he's calling them out every step of the way until eventually they torture him enough to where he's eating his own feces and running in headfirst to a wall. This guy. Normal guy. And then he starts confessing. Yes, it's called you tortured them. You tortured him. Which is also why this is going beyond deception in Delphi, in my opinion. I'm just going to call it for what it is. Evil in Delphi, the torture of Richard Allen, because that's what this case is now. What these investigators did was evil. I don't know any other word for it. Evil. They clearly know this is not their guy, but they need to make that peg fit in a different size hole than that peg is. And they're going to do whatever they can. And if he doesn't go along with anything, then we're going to torture him. And then we're just going to, all the evidence for other folks. We can't see that. We don't want the jury to see that there's mountains of evidence that point to other people that are logically involved in this. But because we screwed that up so much, we're going to railroad this guy and be done with it. Wash our hands of our incompetency. If I lived in Delphi, I'd be very, very cautious of the authorities. Because these guys, this is all self-serving. This is evil. Let's watch more evil at play.
Okay. Not on the bridge. You said you're on the bridge.
I don't even know how my bullet would have gotten out there if that's my bullet.
It's without a doubt that this is very
okay.
Scientific. So let me show you a picture of this round, where it was found.
It's very scientific.
That's the round right there. It hadn't been out there very long. That is Liberty's foot. It's within 6 inches. Of one of the dead girl's bodies.
There's no way.
There is.
I'm telling you, there's not.
How did that round get there, Rick?
I don't know how the round got there.
You ran it through his gun and put
it
there?
What I'm telling you is, if that is truly what you're saying it is, it's not my round.
The scientific experts are saying, I got a report saying that round came from your gun.
Okay, but understand this.
You were on the bridge.
I told you I was on the bridge.
Listen, right now, like I said, I got a prosecutor and investigators ready to lock you up. And if you don't give us a narrative, if you don't tell us your side of the story, there's two sides to every story. Hang on.
Okay.
I'm trying to help you.
I get that.
The media is going to portray you as this monster, and you don't want your wife.
And it's already going to get there anyway, so.
Yeah. So this is your chance to tell us exactly what
happened. Unlike some people, most people, I care what people think about me. And
you do.
You've already set that ball rolling.
Yeah, but there's only one way to get out in front of it, and that's to tell the truth. What happened that day?
I can't tell you what happened that day.
You can tell us. There's no doubt in my mind that the evidence clearly indicates that you're involved in this. Are you the mastermind behind this? I don't know.
Mastermind, okay.
Did somebody else set this up? I don't know, Rick. I want to know. And only you know. The truth will set you free. That's it.
Yeah.
The truth will protect you from the...
Well, that's what I would have thought.
Well, tell the truth. Tell me how this round got next to one of our girls, in between both girls.
I don't know.
You do know. And if you don't tell me, you're going down for this.
No. Okay.
I'm serious. This isn't a joking matter.
I'm not joking. You're this close. Do you realize what you've done to me? This is like, you've talked to the people I work with. You've talked to my neighbors. You know, I've got anxiety. I got all kinds of stress and depression. And one of the big things is you can not even think something about me, but if I think you think something about me, it bothers me. And that's already done, because people out there already know that you think I did something.
I don't think.
And I didn't.
Okay. Rick, of course it would bother you. Anyone would be bothered by that.
Clearly indicates you're involved. Right. So if you were in my seat and I had you saying you're out there, witnesses saying you're out there at the same time the girls, and now
you don't.
After a search warrant,
you have no witnesses saying he was out there.
You find a gun, your gun. You own that gun, right?
I do.
When did you buy it?
Oh my gosh. I don't even remember.
2001. I'll check for you. I know a lot of the answers to the questions I'm going to ask you, but I'm just trying to give you the opportunity to be honest. That's why I asked the question.
Oh,
you bought it in 2001 in Peru.
Okay.
And I asked you, have you ever loaned anything out? I gave you scenarios. No. So that's your gun. Either you had that gun or somebody had that gun. There's no way that round gets on that property where these two girls were killed without that gun being there. And you're there, your car's there, witnesses say...
There is no way a round from my gun was anywhere near the girls, the bridge. It just didn't happen.
And listen, we're trying to help you. We're trying to help you prove
it. No, you're trying to accuse me of murdering two of them. You call me down, you ask me a few questions, you ask me what I'm wearing, and I tell you what I think I was probably wearing that day, and then you try to say that I'm saying that's me in that picture. And it's not.
You don't have to say that.
I'm done.
Well, I have a warrant for your DNA. For your DNA first. What do you think I have a warrant for? You know I have a warrant. What?
I figure you're going to arrest me. You obviously think I've done it. The damage is done. Go ahead and do what you're going to do.
Okay. Well,
this doesn't just go away.
I know.
Exactly.
The only person I think can explain all this is you, and you're not explaining it to me.
I don't know what it is you want me to explain.
What were you doing on the bridge? How did your round get there? And why did you kill these two girls? Or why were you involved in this?
Explain something.
What was your involvement?
I had no
idea. I don't think, listen, Rick, I don't think you're the one that killed them. I don't think you're the one that stuck the knife in them. Well, are you?
I didn't.
Are you that guy?
Really?
Are you?
I'm asking you. Anybody that knows me knows I could never, even if I wanted to, do something like that. That's not who I am.
Then what happened?
I can't tell you. How do you expect me to tell you? You want me to make up a story and...
No, the truth. The truth is simple. You don't have to make that up. You just go back and tell me the truth.
You can't tell me
that this event has not been weighing on you for years and years and years. You're out there.
I've told you the truth. I don't know what you want me to do at this point. I did not murder two little...
I've been so nice
to you. Oh, let's see.
I've been so nice to
you. Oh, yeah, you're being nice. You're trying to get me to confess to something I had nothing to do with.
I'm trying to get you to tell the truth. I'm not trying to trick you. I've drawn out what we have, most of it.
You assume it's the truth, and it's not.
It has to be the truth. The scientists don't lie. The science doesn't lie.
That's awesome.
It's saying that round came from your gun.
I don't understand all that. All I'm telling you is there's a way that a round from my gun, the one that you took from my house, ended up next to a murder scene or anywhere else.
And there's that.
I don't know where you got that bullet. If it came out of my gun.
Right there. That's the round.
Then it didn't come out of my gun.
That round was collected.
Then it didn't come out of my gun.
Rick, that round was collected on the 14th of February in 2017.
Okay.
It's been in evidence ever since.
Okay.
All right, and we've compared other weapons to that.
I understand what you're saying, but I can't explain it. I'm just telling you that if that was next to a murder site or anywhere near it, it didn't come out of my gun.
I want to say this. This just came to mind, and maybe I'm late to the party on this, but that moment right there, this has been in evidence for this long, and that probably could be proven. Not to say that that couldn't be faked, but let's say it is true, because that's a common bullet. And they have his gun in their possession. And after they have the gun in their possession, if they have this bullet in evidence, and they run it through his gun, an unspent bullet, mind you, then you could put the not very scientific marking on it of it being run through a weapon. And again, you can look that up. That is not a solid science. The science doesn't lie, Rick. That's what they did. I think that's our answer on the bullet. Because they hang their hat on that. Because it's the only thing they have to hang a hat on. And it's not a very strong hook. They seize his gun. Now, keep in mind, no guns were used in this crime. But they took his guns. Okay, maybe that's what you do in something like this. Even though that's not the murder weapon and really has nothing to do with it. And then you run it through the gun you take of his. And let's say it's an original bullet. Let's say there was a bullet laying there. Like, oh, look at this. We can run this through this gun. Say it's, look, it matches that. Must be you. You must be the person that killed these two little girls, even though it wasn't done with a gun. And he's a normal guy who goes out for a hike. He's not the gun enthusiast that some of these lunatics are. I don't carry a gun when I go out for a hike. Do I own guns? Probably about the same way Rick Allen owns a gun. He's probably a little bit more advanced than I am by any means. But they're in a safe. I rarely go and shoot. And I sure as hell am not walking around on a safe trail like it is in Delphi, supposedly, with my gun. I mean, some people do. If you want to conceal and carry, I have no problem with that. This does not sound like a guy that does that. And that's why he's so shocked, going, there's no way a bullet from my gun got to there. I could not see this being any more clear cut. This guy is not lying. I really feel bad for him. And I can feel him. He's the guy who suffers from anxiety and depression. And then when you get accused of something that you did not do, that is going to drive you freaking nuts. It's one of my biggest pet peeves and always has been my entire life. Being accused of something that you had nothing to do with. And especially if you're a dad, you're a husband. Taking care of your children is a paramount thing to you. And you certainly would have a lot of empathy for a family that lost their kids. That's the worst thing that could possibly happen to anyone who is a parent. And you start accusing this guy who has nothing to do with it of taking the lives of those poor people's children? Deep breath. Where are we at? About 30 minutes on this one. We have a lot more to get through as we continue to break down the second police interrogation of Richard Allen. It's going to get a lot more dramatic. There's going to be more people into the scene. Tell me what you think in the comment section on YouTube of what we've seen thus far. Yeah. And look, if you got more, because everyone's like, the ones who do think he did it. Please tell me why. And I'm sorry, the bullet theory doesn't hold water. And the, well, he confessed a bunch of times. Well, we're going to hear that too today. We're going to hear those confessions. We're going to hear just how legit they sound. Or it's a man who's losing his mind, who also says literally in the same sentence, he thinks he's losing his mind several times. And is making little to no sense in other areas. So you lost me on those two. So other than the false confessions after torturing him for a year, and he's eating poop, and he's running headfirst into a brick wall, probably trying to kill himself at this point, because you would at that point of being tortured in a tiny room when you didn't do anything wrong. You're going to start saying anything you possibly can. That's why confessions like that, they don't hold up in the real world. The FBI doesn't take confessions like that. The CIA doesn't take confessions like that. But Podunkville, there. Podunkville, Indiana, Delphi, Indiana. They, it stands up because those investigators have seen a thing or two. Deep breath. We're going to go to our second part next. Press subscribe. So you don't miss any of this wherever you're listening or watching on YouTube. Press subscribe. And hey, press subscribe either way. If you're watching on YouTube, take us with you in podcast, Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski. If you're listening, go check out the YouTube channel. Same place, Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski. You can watch all this and comment as well, because I do want to hear from you. All right, more coming up.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
Well, I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Brewski as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski.